There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Hour duh of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even Christmas Day. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. As you know, we have been scouring the state, hopefully looking for some answers to what happened on November 6th. How did the state of Nevada go so incredibly blue? Every constitutional office except Barb Zagafsky and Secretary of State. They came within 24 votes of a supermajority in both the Assembly and the State Senate. What is going on in Carson City? What is going on around the state of Nevada? We are looking for answers, and we're talking with some of the smartest people when it comes to politics in this state. One of them is with us on our City National Bank guest hotline. He is Jim Marchant. He is currently, right now, Assemblyman from District 37. He will not be shortly after the first of the year when they swear in new members of the State Assembly. Jim Marchant, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing just great. Let me ask you, now that you've had a chance to digest what happened in District 37, do you have any feel for what it was that transpired? How did our state become so incredibly blue when it had been for a while very red?
Well, there's a whole lot of things, I guess. You can start, I think, at the top of our ticket. I don't think a lot of people were real enthused with the candidates up there, and that kind of filtered down to us. We had a messaging problem. I think we needed to do a better job with messaging and countering the messaging from the Democrats. And, for example, you heard the radio and TV ads constantly harping on health care. And while that is true at the very top of the ticket with Heller, us down here on the lower levels at the Assembly and Senate, there's not a lot we could do about health care, but they still harped on it even with us. And I tried to counter as much as I could on my level about, there's nothing we could do about pre-existing conditions down here on our level, but I actually found a way that I could do something at the state level in the assembly to help that, and I actually put that message out there, but it wasn't enough, wasn't quite enough.
Let me ask you, when you talk about messaging, what should the message of the Republican Party across the state of Nevada be? I mean, is there something different we need to be telling people?
Yeah, I think we've got to tell them that we're more fiscally conservative. We're more family oriented. Say take the school choice issue. I think that minorities love the school choice issue. If it's explained to them properly, and they understand the school choice issue, they are definitely on our side. And that's one. So we've just got to find a better way to reach the people. A lot of our message is not getting to the right people. So we've got to really, take a hard look at what we're doing and try to get to the people better this time or next time.
Jim Marchant joining us currently, Assemblyman from District 37. He will leave office in January. And we're kind of talking about what went wrong in his race, what went wrong across the state. I know that we had Mark Hutchison in studio maybe a month ago, and one of the things he talked about is we need to have a bigger tent. We need to be able to include the American Independent Party. We need to let the libertarians in and be a part of what we're doing. Can we do that, though? While still adhering to conservative principles?
Well, with the IAPs, definitely, because the Independent American Party, are a lot of disenfranchised Republicans that were very disappointed with the direction that we were going, more of the moderate way. And libertarians, it's hard to read them. They're very, very conservative on some issues and very, very liberal on other issues. So I don't mind letting them in. I would love to include them. And the IAPs, definitely. That is something that I've thought of, and actually, I worked with the IAPs in my district, and very closely, because I can relate to them. I understand, why they are disenfranchised by the Republican Party, and I kind of identify with them, and they identify with me. So it wasn't because of them that I lost, I don't believe, and they say, if you look at the numbers, the people that analyzed data said that we lost the independents, and that's who we've got to go back after. It's the more moderate independents, and they said the women in the Independent Party we lost. So I'm not sure about that, but if we did, then we've got to figure out how to target our messaging to them.
Tell me what these quote independents, what is it they want? I mean, what kind of government do they want? Do they want bigger government, smaller government, more efficient government? What?
I don't know, and I'll be honest with you. I walked my district, and for the general, I knocked on nothing but independent doors. And for the most part, some of them agree with us, but a lot of them really, they were all over the field. They really didn't have one specific thing that they were for or against. And so it was really hard to direct your message to them. When I was knocking on the door, a lot of them were, they were disengaged. And, I had one guy say, I'm not even paying attention. I'm not going to pay attention. I'm just not interested. I'm too busy. And these were people that vote and had voted in the last few elections, but this time they were a little bit disengaged, and for some reason or another, when it came down to ballot time, pushing that button, they voted against us. And
let me just ask you, though. So is that vote, is the IAP vote, the Independent American Party, is it a protest vote, either protest against, you know, folks that weren't able to hold their nose and vote for Dean Heller or for Adam Laxalt? Is that what that was?
It could have been. Yes, you're absolutely right. It could have been. They're just sending us a message. Hey, we want a better people at the top, and we'll find out in 2020. And like I said, I am not afraid to go talk to the IAPs or the Libertarians. I visited both of them for this election cycle. And so, yeah, it's tough. The other thing I think that we've got to really figure out how to do is fix our registration process. As you know, we do not check to see if anybody is a citizen or not. And we really have to clean up our voter rolls. And I'm not sure how we can do that at this point. When we're not in control in the Assembly or the Senate, you can't pass laws to do it. So the only way that I see that it can be done is from the top down, which is like on a federal level. And I'm not sure how you do that either. So, but that definitely is an issue I think that we need to take a look at also and try to figure out how to address that, because that is a huge problem. I've had registrars have told me, yeah, we know we have illegals registered on our voter rolls, but give me a database or something that I can bounce against to verify that, and we'll clean it. And there's nothing. So that's an issue that we've got to figure out how to do. And I think that's on a federal level. We've got to figure out how to have like E-Verify or some national database. We have the Real ID now is, on October 1, 2020, everybody has to have a Real ID if you want to go into a federal building or fly or whatever. And they check citizenship. So that would be a good system to bounce off of once that happens. But it's not there yet. And so we've got to clean up our voter rolls.
What about the role of Barb Zagafsky, the only surviving constitutional officer who's a Republican? Can she help in this? And has she been a help to us? I know they have purged a number of voters over the last year or so, but her job that she's done over the last couple of years.
I think she's done probably, you know, what she could do. Maybe there's some more she could do. She could be a little more aggressive, maybe. But, I don't know. I'm not in that office. I don't see all of what they're doing. But, it's kind of interesting. She was the only one that made it through. But, so I don't know. I mean, it's probably something, but I don't know.
Let me ask you, a lot of people have asked me what your political future is. It's difficult when you lose an election like this, but I'm curious, and a lot of people are asking, what's ahead for Jim Marchant? Would you ever run for your seat again, your District 37 seat again, or is there another office that might appeal to you?
Well, as of now, I have announced that I'm going to run for my seat again, and if something else, that's not to say that there's not another seat that I would run for in the future. I mean, if things look good for other seats, I might take a look at it. But as of now, I'm running for my District 37 seat again. I think it's something that we can get back in 2020. And because a lot of the things that affected this race this time won't be there. You don't have any of the constitutional offices that are on the ballot. You have President Trump really out there campaigning and energizing the base to come out and vote for him. And he definitely can do that. I mean, he can definitely energize the base, and that's something that was lacking in this past election.
Will you do anything differently? Walk more, walk less? Knock on different doors, not just independents? Will you do anything different the next time around?
Yeah, I'm going to try to figure out a way to reach the voters better than knocking on their door. See, here's the problem. When I walked this time, I maybe talked to about 8 or 10% of the doors I knocked on. And that's not very good. That's not reaching the people. So I'm going to try to figure out a better way to talk to those people. And I've got a few ideas, and I'm going to try it next time and see if I can and do a little better. Because I walked. I did social media. I did ads on your radio station, Wayne Allen Roots radio station. I did mailers, of course. I did everything. I don't know if there's nothing else that I could have done. I had signs all over the place. I don't think there's anything that I could have done. I think I just got caught in a tsunami, I guess. And the only thing, like I said, the only thing that I think that I could do a little different is reach the people, get my message to the people instead of leaving a brochure at their door, which I don't think anybody reads. I've got to actually get my message to them because in 2016, I walked most of Sun City Summerlin, and my open rate was like 50%. So I got to talk to a lot of the people in Sun City Summerlin. But when you're targeting just independents, most of them are working or not home, and you don't get to talk to them. I think if I get to talk to people, I can talk them into voting for me.
Well, we will see how it plays out. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Are you staying in town? Are you traveling? What are you doing?
I'm staying in town. Yep. Actually, I'm moving. So moving from one location to another within my district. So, I'm doing that. That's occupying all of my time.
Outstanding. Jim, keep in touch, my friend. As we get closer to 2020, I know we'll be talking about your race in 37, but you've already announced, so that is good news. Thanks so much, my friend, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Kevin. Merry Christmas to you and everybody listening.
There you go. Jim Marchant, Assemblyman District 37. And it'll be interesting to see. Again, he'll have Donald J. Trump at the top of the ticket. In fact, you know what? I was just thinking about this. That we've got Democrat debates coming up. They're already scheduled. And just a matter of a few months away. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Live and local now.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Cassell of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Cassell at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. I don't want to shortchange anybody. So, Nathan, stay where you are. You'll be leading us off. And the rest of you that are holding, stay right where you are. We got a full board right now. We will get to your calls in a minute. I do want to update you on the number, the GoFundMe. Now, the Brian Colphage. He is a triple amputee, Purple Heart winner, Iraq War veteran. He started this GoFundMe page for the wall. Remember yesterday we were talking when we started the show yesterday that the number was 4.6 million. Right now, one day later, 12.4 million and climbing. Unbelievable. Yeah, just do GoFundMe. Border wall. And those are a big picture of the president and a border wall. Yeah. Stick around. Your call's on the other side. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is the Friday before Christmas. You got your Christmas shopping done? I don't. I'll be embarking on that beginning at about 12:01 this afternoon. I hope you're getting your Christmas shopping done, and hope that you're ready for the big day. It's gonna be a fun day. I have a lot of people, by the way, that have asked me, you know, what places are open where I can go get a really cool Christmas meal. I've got the idea, Ichabod's Lounge. You can keep the family together this Christmas Day without countless hours in the kitchen. Everybody will find a menu item they'll love at Ichabod's Lounge. Oh, and I left out the best part. No cleanup after the meal. You and your family can choose from turkey dinner, roast pork, Caribbean walleye, lamb chops, and my favorite, succulent prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4 more. All Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. That's Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Make your reservations today. Don't leave it to Monday. I don't want anybody to be disappointed. So if you want to come out and spend a fun day at Ichabod's Lounge, make your reservations now. Again, East Flamingo at Pecos, Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar. Okay, let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you stacking up. Let's begin with Nathan. Nathan, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I want to first say a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. The weather's going to be nice, and it's not going to be bad here. So life is good.
It's Chamber of Commerce weather in Las Vegas, I say. Nevada's got the best weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is one of the great things. While everybody is like digging out back east, and I think they're going to have rain and they're going to have snow back east, we're going to be sitting pretty.
Well, you know, my sister's in Minnesota, and so it's always negative this time of year. So I always send her a little snapshot of what the temperature is here in Nevada, and she doesn't like that very much. But, hey, I've given you a call, Kevin. You know, we were talking a couple weeks ago about, you know, this coalition we're putting together, and we were discussing what you just discussed with the assemblyman in regards to the losses that we took last month.
By the way, Nathan, this is Nathan Taylor then. This is Nathan Taylor. Am I right?
Yes, it is, sir. You know, you are right. You are right. I got to tell you, it was fun being in the studio. I'm looking forward to being in the studio more next year and talking about the important issues to the state. But, you know, the assemblyman, you know, he had a lot of great comments and things about what happened during the election. But, you know, we discussed a couple weeks ago on your show that what was really, really, what really happened was we were outspent. We were outworked. We were out everything. We didn't do what we needed to do to get our vote out. We didn't do what we needed to do to get the message out from our candidates. We didn't do a lot of things, and we could go on forever about what we didn't do. But I think what's going to be good for Republicans, what will be smart for us going into 2019, because that's when we need to get the work done, to be honest with you. It's got to get done next year, not in 2020. We have to set up the tee, and we got to make sure we hit that ball off the tee, and we got to get it done. And how that's going to happen is bringing new people into the party, new ideas, new consultants. All these folks that made millions of dollars during this past cycle, they lost their races, but they still got paid. We can't have that happen again in 2020.
Well, but there is good news that some of those consultants have gone away. Some of those consultants...
We have heard that, and...
You know,
we've heard that, and some of them have gone away. Yep.
But the big thing is we need new ideas. We need maybe a new way to do things. You know, it doesn't mean the tried and true isn't applicable today, but that we can always use extra help. We can always use new ideas.
Well, absolutely. And I think that, you know, like we've been discussing, we've got to do some things outside of the party apparatus, which kind of hamstrings people running for office, and it hamstrings messaging and in a bunch of different ways. And the reason why we're setting up this coalition the first part of the year is that we want to operate as a business, like a business. And we want to make sure that we have all the right pieces of the puzzle in place for all the things that need to get done that, you know, you've been discussing on your show over the past couple months, and that's a real voter registration program, a real messaging program, a real candidate recruitment program. We have to do all of those things, but we're going to have to do it. Unfortunately, we can bring everybody in together. We can bring the party in together. We can bring all these people in together, all of our leaders together. But we've got to run it like a business. It's got to be done because our heart's in it. You know, I was born and raised here in Nevada. I've been involved in politics for 23 years. Your heart's got to be in it. Now, if you're just doing this because you want a paycheck, like some of these consultants did, you're not going to win races. Your heart has to be in it. You've got to feel it, you've got to want it, and you've got to get it done.
Well, and the one thing I love about what you said is that this has got to begin in 2019, and I would take it even a step further, that right after the holidays, and I'm talking about like January 2nd, January 3rd, we got to be firing up, because this is not something that we can turn around overnight. This is something that's going to take a lot of hard work on the part of a lot of people like yourself, Nathan.
One last thing I want to leave you with, Kevin, is this. I want to leave you with this. One of the things that I think it would be great that we start discussing after the first year, and you're right, we got to get started right away, but what we need to start discussing is something very, very crucial. And the average voter, I talk to them all the time, they don't understand this. We have redistricting coming up. There is a census coming in 2020. And what's going to happen is in 2021, every single district in this state, everything from assembly to senate to county commission to city council, they're going to be redistricted. If we do not have big wins, and I mean big wins in 2020, do you realize that the Republicans will lose the state for 10 years?
Yeah.
We will lose it for 10 years. Redistricting is a big deal, and that's why 2020, if we don't get our stuff together and we don't win some races, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And I don't want to see that happen. That's why I'm going to get boots on the ground, and I'm going to work, and I'm not just going to talk the talk. I'm going to do the work that's needed with a lot of other brilliant and smart people in our community.
Hey, Nathan, just quick question. If people want to join you, if people want to team up with you and partner with you, how do they reach you? How do they find you? And do you have a website up yet, or are we a little premature on that?
I've got a website, NathanTaylorForNevada.com, NathanTaylorForNevada.com. You can go on there. You can email me. You can send me a message. And what we'll do is if you email me through the website at NathanTaylorForNevada.com, we'll get you folded into the mix here, and we'll contact you right after the holidays, and we'll get working.
And by the way, is that for the number four or F-O-R?
F-O-R, NathanTaylorForNevada.com.
Hey, Nathan, my friend, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
And hey, we'll talk to you after the first year, okay?
You sure will.
Thanks, man. There you go. Nathan Taylor. Good guy. And he's got some great ideas. Be interesting to see as his coalition develops. But I tell you, he's pointed in the right direction. And you know, anymore, that's all we can hope for. You know, what we need are new ideas, better messaging, better vetting of candidates. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. We've had some candidates who didn't know how to fundraise, and who despised the idea of picking up the phone and asking for money. Danny Tarkanian doesn't have that problem. And I've seen him in multiple election cycles where he'd be here in studio, and during a break, he'd go out in the hallway and make a call to a potential donor and ask for money and ask for $2,700. Not everybody's cut out for that. Not everybody is cut out for that. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. There was a story that's been out for the last few days, but kind of been overshadowed by what's happening with the steel barrier wall thing that's going to go up eventually. But over in Gatwick Airport in London, that airport has now again been closed down for this third consecutive day by the defeated ISIS regime, who is now resorting to drones to fly them around the airport and stop planes from leaving the ground. So before, I got a feeling we're going to see a lot more of that in the coming future, because they're going to be using that to block airports, and also they are now using the drones to drop grenades that they can attach to their drones. So we're going to see a lot more than that, and they can't find the guy who's doing the drone thing. He could be 5 miles away operating that drone. They can't find him anywhere.
And by the way, for those of you that don't know, we've got folks in Creech and other places that are operating drones in the Middle East. I mean, you can do it from across the globe.
Yeah, and the ones that they can go down to the local hardware store or whatever in Iraq or wherever.
Walmart.
Walmart Iraq, I guess.
Yeah.
And they could pick it up right there or over the internet. They could have it probably shipped there from Amazon right to the desert, and there you go. Open the box, and there, attach one of their little 23-millimeter grenades and fly them right over our troops, and there we go. I think that needs to be addressed. That's going to be a huge problem coming up. Maybe we should do a drone force now that Trump is not going to do the space force.
Well, we will see. I got to take a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It is my last show before the first of the year. I'm going to take next week off, which includes Christmas Day and Christmas Eve and all of that. Pat Casale, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will be filling in. And then I'll be back on January 2nd. Yeah. People ask me, what are you going to do? I don't know. I still don't know. I'm just now starting to figure that out. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food. you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Back to your phone calls we go. Tell you what, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on. Live and local now. Good morning.
I'd like to think so, but given our so-called leaders, they're stepping on our feet, poking us in the chest, and spitting in our face, all in a couple moves. We're being had again, Kevin. I just understand that with a capital B is in billion, $10 billion in this current budget thing is budgeted between Mexico or some other Central or South American country. And they can't get us $5 billion. That's A. I'm worried about our president. He's not calling and demanding out of Rhino Mitch McConnell for the nuclear option. We ought to shove it down these demo rats' throat. The nuclear option. I believe that is available, and he's not doing. They're not mentioning it. And then you throw in the fact that our president and this GoFundMe account, all our politicians take donations. It's our president's job to protect our perimeters, our borders. And if the American people want to donate him money for our wall, it's just so infuriating and so obscene, these rhinos and Democrats, Kevin. They're ruining my Christmas, buddy. Take care.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Frank. By the way, we the people will fund the wall. Remember how yesterday, about 25 hours, 26 hours ago, it was at $4.6 million? It is now at $12.5 million and growing exponentially. 205,000 patriotic Americans say they want a border wall. Hey, you know what? I think it would be great. Brian Colphage from Miramar, Florida, a triple amputee, Purple Heart winner. He has raised $12.5 million. And you know what he says? He says if the 63 million people who voted for Donald Trump spent $80 each, that would get you to $5 billion. Now, it doesn't get you to like $20 billion, which is what you really need, but would get us well on our way. Now, here's what I don't understand. Why don't these Democrat politicians understand? Why is it that they don't understand we want the wall? And at least 12.5 million, 200,000 people wanted enough to spend $12 million. 205,000 people for just 4 days. And we're going to continue to update this, and I know next week they'll probably be doing it as well. 12.5 billion, or a million rather. They have a goal of $1 billion. I think they're going to have to up that goal. And let's go for the entire $5 billion. And let's just shove it in Chuck Schumer's face. Hey, if you won't give it to us, we'll give it to us. There will be a wall. And if you don't want to fund it, then to hell with you. I just, you know what? I am mesmerized just watching. I mean, this is incredible. $12.52 million on the way to $1 billion. I absolutely love that. We've all been following the news. The news that the most liberal member of the Supreme Court just had, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way, just had surgery to remove two cancerous nodules from her lungs. We don't know what that means about her future, whether she's going to remain on the court, how long she's going to be off the court. Now, obviously, with the holidays, the court probably is taking a break as well. But, no, and I imagine top of the hour we'll get an update on that story that broke about an hour and a half ago, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg underwent surgery today to remove two cancerous nodules from her lungs. I'm not a medical expert. I don't know how serious that is. Maybe we've got some folks that can do some pro bono work for us, some medical people that can tell us how serious that is. Two cancerous nodules off the left lung of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know how serious that is. I mean, anytime you do open surgery like that, that's not a good thing. But I don't know what that means. And although we disagree on policy, the fact is that we wish her a well and a speedy recovery to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mike, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. Hello, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
Look, about the wall, people are putting money up for it. Instead of building one wall, we build two, about a mile apart, and we take all of our federal penitentiaries and put them in there.
Ooh.
From the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean.
So in other words,
you can compartmentalize them any way you want, maximum, medium, minimum, and not one person will ever want to get over that wall to get into that prison.
So in other words, I see what you're doing.
We already have a room for, huh?
I see what you're doing. You're saying invite them into one of our prisons.
Who would want to break into a prison? You already got a room waiting on you.
Well, you'd have three square meals a day. So food and clothing and a roof over your head.
And a job.
And making license plates.
Making license plates or road signs or something.
I tell you what, that's worth thinking about. It's not a bad idea. Anyway, stick around. Coming up, we'll check in with Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Carson Insulation, in Northern Nevada. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to find out what he thinks about this whole Trump thing. There are whispers that maybe that the president has come unhinged, accepting the resignation of James Mad Dog Mattis. I mean, pulling all the troops out of Syria, pulling 7,000 troops or whatever it is out of Afghanistan. Is the president becoming unhinged? That's what just a handful of Democrats are starting to whisper. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The Friday before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. As we continue Live and Local Now. Another one bites the dust. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.